You can.
You are now muted.
Yeah. I just got back.
Are we okay? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 4 o'clock on Monday, the 24th of August, year 2020. This is a continuation of the meeting, the public hearing meeting on reducing the speed limit on areas of Fort Fisher. May I have a motion to proceed?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Andy, I would like to start with the reading of the responses that we've received. Some people told us they did not hear theirs read. Let's start with that. If you get tired of reading, maybe we can call Beth up to pick up the rest.
Okay. I'm just going to kind of start with what I've got off the top.
Okay.
And go from there. So the one that I have in my hand is from Wayne Rush. He is, Mr. Mayor, I'm highly concerned about the speeding traffic on the south end of town. As a resident, I cross Fort Fisher Boulevard daily to visit the beach, and routinely I am given the one-finger salute from traffic. I try to be polite and let the traffic move on if there's an opening in traffic, but invariably one lane stops and the other tries to run you over. Last week, a car went into the other lane to avoid having to stop. It's not like I'm darting into traffic. I watched an 80-year-old lady almost run over earlier this week. This is a serious matter that needs to be addressed ASAP. Thank you for your time, Wayne Rush. The next one is from Dr. Pat Holloman at 317 Sedmore's Lane. Good morning, Mandy. Please pass on to the board my support for the lowering the speed limit on Fort Fisher Boulevard and Curry Beach. I am a regular bike rider, and I believe a consistent speed limit is in everyone's best interest. After all, we have lived at the beach. What's the hurry? Thank you. The next one is Michelle Banks at 342 Fort Fisher Boulevard North. Hello, Council. In my opinion, the speed limit should be 25 miles per hour on Fort Fisher Boulevard through Curie Beach. This will keep it consistent with the speed limit in CB and provide safety for Katy residents and visitors. I live on the corner of N Avenue on the ocean side next to the beach access public parking. The speed limit changes to 35 just past N Avenue, heading north on Fort Fisher. I have witnessed too many close calls with vehicles, pedestrians, and bikes at this intersection. Many vehicles tend to accelerate as they are passing my house, and the 35 mile per hour sign is within their sight. This creates a dangerous situation. I listened in on the meeting earlier this week, and many valid points were made for both lowering the speed limit and keeping it as it is, especially in the off season. However, I believe safety should be the priority, and the extra time it takes to get to a destination is a small inconvenience to ensure the safety of Curie Beach residents and visitors. Also, I want to add that the neon crosswalk sign just south of N Avenue on Fort Fisher, Curie View Townhomes, is hidden behind a tall oleander shrub, and parked vehicles on the street also block it. In my opinion, it would be better to place the sign in a better visual area for drivers approaching N Avenue and the KB downtown area. Thank you for considering my feedback. Feel free to contact me with any questions.
On that one, we ought to take a note to take a look at that sign for Jimmy. Thank you, Mandy.
Next, from Wycliffe, 417 North 4th Avenue, a bicycle and pedestrian committee member gave a diatribe which the mayor could not stop after the 3-minute limit about the benefits of reducing the speed limit to 25 miles per hour from Alabama to N. The speed limit from N to H Act is already 25 miles per hour. Two of the points, if not more, I am at issue with. One, a reduction in speed limit from 35 to 25 reduces the impact from a collision accident. I don't want to play the semantic game, but at either speed, it's going to leave a mark and the degree will be minimal. There will be property or human damage either way. Sorry, I got choked up. You have more time to react. Yes, you have more time to react, but if you watch people driving, they wouldn't notice anything but the glimpses of the ocean or houses as they already poke down the road in many cases at 20 miles per hour. During the off-season, there aren't as many cars parked on the side of the road or people trying to cross the traffic is made of residents. I feel sorry for those who live or frequent Town of Cary Beach south of H Avenue. The proposed change means that traffic can roar back up to 35 where chaos will ensue. Why is it that we have such wanton disregard for the disadvantaged in that part of town? Additionally, a gentleman during the public hearing said that he got a warning ticket for 135 in the Town of Carolina Beach new 25 mile per hour zone. If the island police have nothing better to do than stop reckless drivers speeding down the road at 35 miles per hour, we have other issues. And due to North Carolina Department of Insurance law, speeds under 10 miles per hour are to be forgiven if other criteria are met. By law, insurance companies in North Carolina must forgive a speeding ticket of less than 10 miles per hour over the limit if you have no active license points. So the court system gets $200+, and it costs how much for the officer to attend court? As a frequent walker and biker on Fort Fisher Boulevard, I am against changing the speed limit.
Okay.
The next is from Craig Galbraith. Dear Cary Beach Council, as a Cary Beach resident and property owner, here's my public comment regarding the speed limit between Alabama Avenue to N Avenue and North Fort Fisher Boulevard to South Fort Fisher Boulevard. I have lived in Cary Beach since 1995 and have now traveled on Fort Fisher Boulevard probably thousands of times. Personally, I've never seen speeding as a problem on Fort Fisher Boulevard. In addition, I have looked at many months of police records this year and find only a minimal amount of speeding tickets being written in Cary Beach. Although I have never really witnessed speeding, without question, I have seen either drunk drivers and or texting drivers unable to stay on the road many times, often causing near accidents. Drunk and or texting drivers presents far more danger to citizens and pedestrians, in my opinion, than speeding in Cary Beach. Having said this, I support changing the speed limit between Alabama Avenue and N Avenue to 25 miles per hour. It is simply confusing to go from 25 miles per hour through all of Carolina Beach to 35, then back to 25 miles per hour. Let's be consistent on this stretch of road. However, I do not support changing the speed limit to 25 miles per hour for the more southern stretch on Fort Fisher Boulevard. No real reason, and it will, in fact, simply encourage people to now speed by. Continue driving 35 miles per hour on the stretch of road. With respect, Craig. The next one is Ronald Creasy. Good evening to you all. We listened in on the public meeting this evening concerning all possible speed limit change on Fort Fisher Boulevard. This morning, we sent an email concerning the issue and our thoughts about it to all commissioners, the mayor, and the mayor of Fredton. We expected to hear our email read during the meeting this evening, but it wasn't. We were pretty disappointed. Where were we supposed to send it in order for it to be read and heard by the public? Please make sure our concerns are known and are part of the public record about this speed limit issue. If we need to submit a copy of our email, someone else will take responsibility for handling this. Please advise us. Thank you to the mayor and the two commissioners who took the time to respond to our email today. Whether or not we agreed on speed limit resolution, we still appreciate your response. Regards, Ronnie Creasy and Wendy Thompson, 107 Merrill Avenue. So, do I have another one in here from previously?
The city has 14 minutes.
Do you guys have that one?
I believe it was four. They were, oh, you don't have the original?
I don't have that one.
Can you pull up so you can read it?
What was the name again?
Ronald Creasy.
Keep going, Mandy. We'll find it.
Okay. We'll come back to it. I'm just going to put Martha's going to come back to it. Next, I have an email from Nancy Benton. Not a question for the meeting, but a thank you for making this change. We think it will be safer for drivers and walkers. Slash bikers. Again, thank you, Nancy and Larry Benton, 502 South 4th Avenue, Cary Beach. Next is from Jeff Williams. Dear Mayor Wyszynski, we live half the year at 120 Spires Court, and I am against reducing the speed limit as people already drive very slowly in those sections of town, and it gets even slower with all the golf carts. As we live close to Fort Fisher Boulevard, we have not noticed any particular problems. Thanks for asking for input. Jeff Williams, 120 Spires Court. Next, I have Sandra and Gary Cox, 309 Davis Road. I would like to express that I'm very much against lowering the speed limit. This is not the time to be taking this action when so many people are unaware that this is being considered. Neighbors aren't interacting with other neighbors due to the COVID limitations to spread the word about such actions, and not everyone is computer literate enough to attend and comment online. This should be tabled until regular monthly council meetings resume and everyone can attend in person to debate the issue. Thank you for considering this alternative approach. Okay, next is James Peterson, 930 Fort Fisher Boulevard South. This was one of the ones that were sent to the mayor previously, so he turned around and sent the email to me again, so I'm going to start with that. I totally support reduction of the speed limit from 35 to 25 for all of the areas referenced in the 8-17-20 public hearing, especially Fort Fisher Boulevard South to the southern city limit. The travel time from the traffic light to the southern town limits would only be increased approximately 40 seconds. That's a small sacrifice that everyone can make to help save a life. I've observed numerous vehicles exceeding the 35 mile per hour speed limit in my area. It is not unusual to see vehicles traveling at 45 to 50 miles per hour. The white monument post on 421 from the old Fort Fisher base entrance appeared to be a speed up point. Prior to the closing of the Fort Fisher trading post, the Curie Beach police used to sit in their parking lot, which helped control speeding. As the ferry reopens, the vehicular speeding will only get worse as people rush to or from the ferry landing. I've spent in excess of 5 minutes waiting to safely cross 421 as the ferry traffic travels north. The increased use of the Fort Fisher State Park 4x4 beach has resulted in a significant increase in excessively noisy pickup trucks speeding down 421. The use of golf carts has exacerbated the speeding as impatient drivers finally pass the cart, then accelerate to make up for their lost time. A comment was made at the 8-17 hearing that there has been only one accident in this area recently. I believe that claim is suspect, and I doubt that the commenting individual had the resources to adequately research such a claim. Regardless, I have seen numerous near misses as pedestrians have attempted to cross 421 going to the beach. Vehicles hitting pedestrians at 35 miles per hour can result in serious injuries, including fatalities. One death is one too many. In the interest of safety, the speed limit needs to be reduced. The next one is from Robert and Jackie Matthews at 1705 Sea Ray Lane. We support keeping the speed limit from Alabama in at 35 miles per hour. The next one is from Ed Pomeroy, 1706 Sea Ray Lane. Several folks brought up great points that the council could not answer, i.e., out of the 17 accidents this past year, it sounded like none involved a pedestrian. Also, unable to answer the question as to the cause of the 17 accidents, how many were caused by speed, how many occurred during the May to September prime time. Have we seen a reduction of traffic accidents since CB reduced speed to 25? If 25 miles per hour is better, then 15 has to be significantly safer if it becomes a risk to rewards issue. Ed. Which I think I sent you have a phone call there too.
Yep.
The next one is from Renee Pomeroy at 1706 Sea Ray Lane. I am not in favor of reducing the speed limit between Alabama and N. So the next email has four parts. I'm just going to start from the first one I received. Okay. I'm a member, this is from Don Bedman at 221 Marquesa Way. I'm a member of the Bike Ped Committee, and I'm in agreement with the speed limit adjustment from Alabama to N Avenue and continuing past the intersection at K Avenue for several blocks. I would prefer to see the limit remain at 35 miles per hour from G continuing southbound. I don't believe the southern part of Fort Fisher Boulevard is as busy, and with ferry traffic resuming, will create even more issues. I think that running on the main road is a somewhat dangerous proposition regardless of the speed limit, as I routinely observe drivers drifting over the fog line and into the bike lane. This has more to do with distracted driving rather than speed. In addition, many bicyclists don't adhere to the rules of the road, placing themselves in harm's way. I feel that the biggest issue is pedestrian crossings or lack thereof. Too many streets that come out to Fort Fisher Boulevard with a beach access directly across the street have absolutely no pedestrian walkways. K Avenue at Fort Fisher Boulevard is a complete disaster with no pedestrian walkways, no pedestrian signals, and very heavy foot traffic from the parking area. Sunoco convenience store as well as the restaurant. I would be concerned with the potential liability for the town with most of the area seemingly non-compliant with manual-owned uniform traffic control devices from the Federal Highway Administration. Personally, I would recommend speaking with a civil engineering firm that is familiar with municipal processes for implementing traffic control measures and limiting liability to the town. I would say that K Avenue is a priority for safety reasons and that additional pedestrian walkways along Fort Fisher Boulevard would alert drivers of the presence of people walking. Thank you for your consideration. So then my next email was, as an addendum to my previous email, I spoke with a friend who is a civil engineer who does a great deal of municipal work. His opinion is that if an intersection or crosswalk is not designed to the MUTCD, the town will be liable should any be hit in that intersection. And then his next email was, I am a member of the Pedestrian Bike Committee and I am in favor of lowering the speed limit from Alabama south to about the area of H Avenue, but leaving it at 35 miles per hour from there southward. I feel that Alabama to just south of K represents the largest amount of pedestrian traffic. However, as expressed in my email below, I feel the priority has to be to establish proper pedestrian walkways and signage signals. Please see the email below. Hello, group. I just wanted to take a few minutes to add to my previous email concerning the Fort Fisher Boulevard speed limit and my comments on pedestrian crosswalks. I would also like to address some of the rhetoric regarding speeds and revving engines. In my 30 years as a police officer and administrator, our department routinely responded to citizen complaints about speeding. We would order our patrols to take extra notice in those areas and issue summonses where appropriate. What we also did was to place speed monitoring devices in the area, much like the one operating on K Avenue. These would be either displaying a speed or just recording the data with no display to the motorist. What we have come to learn, more often than not, is that residents greatly overestimate the speed of vehicles in their neighborhoods. This was usually borne out by the data that the device collected. In addition, I have personally seen many vehicles traveling on Fort Fisher Boulevard while walking my dog. Most vehicles are not traveling that fast, although you will have the occasional one driving a bit excessively. This will, however, happen regardless of the posted speed limit. It's just human nature. In regards to the revving engines, I would submit that most of the time this is a similar situation. Many muscle cars have that 30 sound that appeals to drivers. Many times they may have their clutch depressed while revving the engine or not necessarily driving fast. I think what I'm trying to prevent is a knee-jerk reaction that does nothing to solve the real problem. Ultimately, what will make things safer in the short term is the addition of pedestrian walkways and signage. I had the pleasure of working with a great civil engineering company during my career that handled much of our traffic and pedestrian issues, as well as road design and a gamut of engineering functions. Their name is Mazer Consulting, and they have offices in North Carolina located in Raleigh, Charlotte, and Wilmington. They are thoroughly familiar with federal and local guidelines for traffic control. I firmly believe that guidance from them would be a wise idea and probably the most expedient way of providing a safer environment. In speaking with another civil engineer, he advised that if the town does not have crossings or intersections set up in accordance with federal and North Carolina DOT, that Curie would be, in his words, a big loser in a lawsuit should someone be struck and injured, or God forbid, worse. I would hope that the town take this under advisement and address some of these issues in the immediate short term. Respectfully, Donald Bedman.
Can you forward that email to me, the town attorney, please?
Sure. Yes, and I have one more from him.
Just forward them all to me and the town attorney. If they're not related to the speed limit, we can move on.
Okay, this was just like a one sentence.
Okay, well then, go ahead.
I just wanted to also let you know that I spoke with one of the engineers that I know from Mazer Consulting. He said that he would be willing to come and speak with the mayor and council.
Okay, and so for everyone on the call, I'm a professional engineer, and engineers are not supposed to be saying whether people have liability or not, and I'll be glad to pass that on to the engineer that he referenced. And then I'll let the attorney talk about the other parts of it.
Did you find the
Creasy
email?
I did not. What was the name again?
Ronald Creasy.
Ronald Creasy.
We have that.
We shall find it.
He sent it early on, Craig, in the process.
I found it.
You found it?
I found it on my phone. He's going to find it on my iPad.
Okay, why don't you go, you could go ahead and read it.
You want me to read it?
He can read it.
Oh, good Lord, it's a long one, too.
And I need you up close to the mic. Thank you.
Close it up. We're writing in regards to this is from Ronald Creasy. We're writing in regards to tonight's town council meeting about speed limits on Highway 421, Fort Fisher Boulevard. I'm guessing that someone has proposed to lower the limit, as Carolina Beach did. Please don't lower the speed limit, exclamation point. There's no need for that. If the reason for lowering the speed limit is because of pedestrians crossing the highway just anywhere, willy-nilly, why not install the signs, lights, crosswalks, as our neighbor Beach Town has done? That makes much more sense. With the light system, drivers are alerted that people are crossing the street up ahead and to exercise caution and prepare to stop. People headed to or from the beach on foot or bike will have a designated and reasonably safe place to cross. If the reason for lowering the speed limit is because of slow golf carts, don't make those of us in cars go slower because of them. Make them pull over to the side of the street to let cars safely pass and enforce the rule. Even now, at height of tourist season, things get backed up with the lower speed limits already enforced in Carolina Beach. Also, during the off season, do we really need to be crawling down the boulevard at 25 miles an hour when there's no one around? Please just leave the speed limits alone. It's fine, though, to drop down to 25 miles per hour in the downtown business district. Thank you for your time. We're looking forward to listening in Monday night. Ronnie and Creasy and Wendy Thompson, 107 Myrtle Ave.
Okay. All right. We still have a few minutes. If anybody would like to make a comment that was not read, or if you were not represented and you have something to say, go ahead, unmute, and address council. For 3 minutes, please. It does seem like we've heard from everyone who has an opinion on this. There were a couple that were read previously, Mandy, that we didn't read this time, like Garceau's comment and a couple others. So they have been read previously. With that, I guess we can, I believe we need to close the public hearing before we open the next meeting to discuss it.
Yeah, we got to wait.
Make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.